Welcome to Record Roulette. My name is Eamon O'Flynn, and this is a Record Roulette 101. Our next full-length episode features a very special guest, the incomparable Mr. Michael Simon. If you aren't a regular listener of this show, you might want to catch this one because how often do you get to hear a guy who has worked with Lou Reed, David Bowie, Johnny Cash, and Stevie Nicks wax poetic about music he loves? Michael is the creator of VH1 Storytellers, directed specials for the Bee Gees, Meatloaf, Celine Dion, Missy Elliott, and Donna Summer, and has directed the Soul Train Awards. He's even directed an episode of Jimmy Kimmel's show. He's a real get for Record Roulette, and we've actually got him three times before. We've talked with Michael about albums from NWA, The Cure, and The Velvet Underground in previous episodes. He swore that if he ever came back to the show, he'd pick a lighthearted and fun album. Enough with the dreary, melodramatic, or violent. When I asked him to pick an album from the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums list, he got back to me very fast. Singles Going Steady by the Buzzcocks, he said. Don't know much about it? Neither did I. I'd heard of the Buzzcocks, I think, but I couldn't tell you anything about them. Genre? No idea. Big songs? No idea. However, I've now done the legwork to give you a quick 101 about the album, the band, and more. As always, I have two caveats. First, you should still listen to the album. Second, this 101 isn't exhaustive. This is just what you need to know. Let's start with the band. The Buzzcocks are an English punk rock band that was formed in 1976. In an interesting echo of an earlier episode with Michael, the initial interaction between the band's founding duo was when one, Howard Devoto, placed a notice at the Bolton Institute of Technology seeking musicians to play a Velvet Underground song with him. The song was Sister Ray, and Pete Shelley replied. While Devoto would soon leave the group, he didn't do so until they'd recruited John Mayer and Steve Diggle, who would be mainstays of the group's original run, which ended in 1981. After Devoto's departure, they picked up Steve Garvey to play bass, and they set about producing the music you'll find on Singles Going Steady, which is, a compilation album. Their first album was Another Music in a Different Kitchen in 1978, then Love Bites, also in 1978, then A Different Kind of Tension in 1979. Each of these efforts charted in the UK, with the first two getting inside the top 15, but it was the singles released during this same time frame that you'll find on Singles Going Steady, and nothing from A Different Kind of Tension appears on the album. After Singles Going Steady, the group disbanded until the early 1990s, where after they began producing albums every few years, even after Pete Shelley's death in 2018. For trivia fans, the name Buzzcocks comes from the headline of a TV program review for a show called Rock Follies. The review appeared in Time Out magazine, and the headline was, "It's the Buzz, Cox." Buzz means excitement, and cock is Northern English slang for friend. They liked the attitude the name captured, the humorous sexual connotations, and, being from Northern England, the slang represented them well. How would I describe their sound? Well, I have to admit that my first inclination was to resist the punk label. It's really poppy. It's fast-moving, often about love, relationships, and emotion, and sort of bright-sounding. It doesn't sound like the punk music of the late 70s, the Sex Pistols, for example. It does have elements of punk, though. The reliance on power chords, the song structure. If I was to identify bands that remind me of this music, I lean toward the pop punk of the late 90s and early 2000s, like Blink-182 and Newfound Glory. But that's backwards, because these guys were doing it 25 years before Blink-182. These are the originators. Before moving on to the album, I'll note that while they weren't a massive success, you know, they didn't have a string of platinum albums to their name, they were productive, well-known, and influential at the time. Okay, so now for Singles Going Steady. Yes, in the most basic possible terms, it is a compilation album, but it isn't a greatest hits album, or at least it wasn't meant to be one. You may remember me saying earlier that they did chart in the UK, but that conveniently avoids the fact that they didn't make a dent in the US. In fact, they didn't even release their albums there. They were complete unknowns. So, what they did is they took the 8 A-side singles and 8 B-side singles they'd already produced and put them on a single record. The first side was the A-sides in chronological order, and the second side was the B-sides in chronological order. Their best foot forward. But it didn't work. It failed to chart. It didn't break them into the US. It wasn't their Beatlemania moment, though maybe that was to be expected considering the fact that the first song is called Orgasm Addict. A Beatles moment probably wasn't in the cards. It did get glowing reviews, though. Upon release, NME's review said it was a vital part of the inspiration for the new pop age. This is the best album Buzzcocks never made. Hear it and weep. Melody Maker said to describe it as wonderful would be doing the lads a gross injustice. Somehow they devised a simple, crude, but hugely effective medium for songs that were fast, funny, and memorable. Years later, when the album was reissued with 8 bonus tracks, Q would say that when Kurt Cobain picked these aging English punk rockers as the support act on Nirvana's final tour, the Buzzcocks received long overdue recognition as one of the punk era's greatest singles groups. Even more recently, Pitchfork called the album a paragon of songwriting about the pain and joy of love, and one of the most endearing, intimate, and impeccably crafted bunch of earworms in either the love song or punk rock realm. This really demonstrates what makes Singles Going Steady far from your usual greatest hits album. It was considered a masterpiece of compilation, an album that almost exclusively tells stories of love and loss in a unique style and format. Rolling Stone has included Singles Going Steady on their greatest albums list since the initial version in 2003 when it came in at number 358. In 2020, it was at number 250. If anything, it's gaining momentum. Here's what Rolling Stone had to say in their write-up. Some punks wanted to smash the state. The Buzzcocks just wanted to find someone to love. And if you didn't return their intense affection, watch out. Check out the jilted tantrum on Oh Shit. Singles collects 8 British 45s into a perfect punk album. This Manchester group took the sound of the Ramones and made it jittery and even faster. Songs such as Everybody's Happy Nowadays define a world of permanently frustrated punk desire. And that's it. A really short one. It does very, very little to explain why it's on the list, but I think it helps set a starting point for our chat with Michael. First, it makes me wonder whether, given the subject matter and style, this would have been considered a real punk album at the time. Second, is its status as a compilation a problem, or does it not matter due to its generally acknowledged level of excellence? Oh, and does anyone else find it weird that a compilation album gets so many good reviews? I mean, shouldn't an album full of the best songs be good? We may not get an answer to these questions, though, since Michael has warned us that he plans on talking and talking and talking. We'll see what happens next week when we discuss Singles Going Steady by the Buzzcocks with the one and only Michael Simon. That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RRMusicPod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show. Or listen for free at RecordRoulettePodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.